兄姐妹朋友们平安。今早晨我们读的第一段经文是在民数记第21章第4到第9节。民数记第21章第4节，他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨毒神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶那淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。百姓到摩西那里说，我们怨毒耶和华和你，有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。第二处经文是在新约约翰福音第3章第11到第15节。约翰福音第3章第11节，我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。读经到此。
谢谢丽娜指示的读经，感谢神。今天的福音主任我们请到大古来教会黄代牧师在我们当中传讲神的道，绝望中的生机， Hope in a hopeless stage。 我们请黄丹牧师来讲道，我要传道来翻译。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus。
今天要跟大家来分享一个曾经发生在历史中的一个特别的事故。
Today I'll share with you an incident, a special incident that happened in history.
先来看一个这个标志。
First, let us look at a logo.
能不能够放一下啊？大家不知道对这个熟悉不熟悉
？Wonder if you are familiar with this logo.
电视上看过吧
？Maybe you've seen it in the news.
你一定要认识它。
You must know it.
因为这是世界卫生组织的标志。
Because it's the logo of the World Health Organization.
我们地面上有发生任何的一些疫情或者是一些的流行性的一些的疾病的时候呢，这个机构扮演很重要的角色。
So when there is like a spread of some epidemics, you will probably.Understand the importance of this organization.
因为他们要提供怎么样去控制这样的一种的疫情的爆发。
Because they would provide information and advice on how to control the spread of the epidemics.
如果有一些是所谓的绝症或者有一些的病菌，他们也要找出有没有办法去克服它，或者是有没有办法去治疗的方法。
Or even for diseases that seem incurable or cannot be controlled, then they would be the ones responsible for finding a solution.
所以呢，他们扮演着非常重要的角色。
So they play an important role.
啊，最新的一个病大家知道吗
？What is the newest disease?
Zika.
Yeah, Zika.
啊，那个蚊子我们太认识了，因为我们这边的登革太厉害。
We know that mosquito because we also have ours, dengue fever.
但是现在呢, 叫很多孕妇感到很惊恐。
But Zika has especially caused many pregnant women to be very worried.
那么它传染的方式呢, 又多样, 就是说, 它不仅仅是被蚊子叮咬这么简单。
And it's not just about being stung by a mosquito.
所以我们的 WHO, World Health Organization, 就是世界卫生组织呢, 要出来讲话了。
So the WHO has now come out to speak again.
大家有没有注意到它这个标志有什么特别的地方?
Have you noticed something special about the logo?
当然那个后面的那个我们知道是代表整个地球,
the one,
五大洲。
Yeah, the globe behind obviously represents the planet we live on.
但是中间有根杆子,上面还有一条蛇。
But notice the pole in the middle and the serpent around it.
很多人看了这个标志, 他觉得很怪异。
A lot of people look at it and just feel very odd. This is a very odd logo, they see.
因为看到一条蛇的时候, 印象中蛇是不好的。
Because in their impression, you know, serpents, snakes are not good.
那么蛇呢, 其实呢, 是带给我们一种的威胁感。
In fact, serpents bring us a sense of threat and danger.
但是这个蛇不是普通的蛇。
But it's not an ordinary serpent.
这个蛇呢, 就是刚才我们所读到的民数记和约翰福音所讲的铜的蛇。
But this is no ordinary serpent, but the one that we have just come across in the book of Numbers and in the Gospel of John, the bronze serpent.
这条蛇不是来咬人的。
This serpent has not come to bite.
这蛇是来救人的。
This serpent has come to heal.
为什么世界卫生组织有这样的一个标志呢?
So why does WHO have such a special symbol or logo?
事实上你看到很多很多有关乎医疗的这些的机构，医院还是一些药剂厂。
The reality is when you come across any institution like hospitals or pharmaceutical companies and so on,
很多都采用类似的标志,
they would have very similar logos.
因为根据圣经的记载,
because according to the scriptural records for us,
比较清楚的,明确的,
the amongst the clearest ones,
就是人有了一个病, 或者人面对死亡的威胁的时候，怎么样得到拯救？
That's when a person is threatened by illness or disease, how can the person be saved?
所以这里呢，我们看到呢，他有一个医治的举动。
So there is an act of healing in the process.
所以从今以后呢，有很多的这些的机构啊，他们就开始采用这样的标志，记得是神的医治。
And from there onwards, when the solution was found, people are healed, they would adopt such a symbol to remember that it was God who healed.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
今天这些人都记得真正的医治是来自上头的。
For all these people who adopted the logos in their organizations, they remember that true healing comes from God.
我们可能发现到一些的解药，我们可能发现到一些的灵丹妙药，能够救人的疾病。
We may have thought that we have finally found some remedy, some important medicine.
但更重要的就是，真正的拯救是来自神。
But remember, most importantly, that the cure has come from God Himself.
那么今天我们要从这个历史的事件里面来学功课。
Now, so today we want to learn some lessons from this historical record.
我们再次打开这个民数记第21章。So
let us turn to Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 21.
那么在这里呢，我们要稍微了解一点点它的背景。
Now, we need to understand a little more of the background to this incident.
那就是呢，这个时候啊，这些以色列人他们离开了埃及，来到了旷野。
Now the Israelites at this point in time, they have left Egypt and they are in the wilderness.
本来更早前呢，他们应该要进入迦南地，因为摩西从十二支派里面呢，派遣了各一个探子呢，十二个探子去窥探了 迦南的美地。
Well, they actually they ought to have entered the promised land even earlier. But what happened was that Moses sent 12 spies into the promised land.
他们回来以后呢，他们的汇报的结果呢，刚好是不一样的。
And when they returned from their spying mission, they reported something very different from what they anticipated.
结果呢，两票赞成，马上进去。十票反对说我们打不赢他们。
So of the 12 spies, there were two who voted for immediate action to go into the promised land to occupy the land, but 10 objected, saying that no way we can defeat these Canaanites.
因为他们的城墙太坚固，他们的这一些的仇敌太强壮。
For the walls of these cities were too strong and too high, and the enemies were far too strong for them.
所以因为这缘故，他们缺乏对神的一个信心和带领。
So because they lacked this faith in God's guidance for them going forward.
结果呢，这些以色列人就在那个时候没有进入神为他们预备的地方。
And the Israelites therefore did not enter the land promised to them.
甚至于他们情愿在旷野里面来过这一种漂流的生活。
And they eventually led a wandering, they had some years when they wandered around the wilderness.
所以虽然有神美好的应许和带领。
So even though they had with them God's precious promises of guidance for them,
可是他们选择不相信神。
But they chose not to believe in him.
当然他们也不可能回到埃及了。
But of course they could no longer return to Egypt.
所以我们发觉到很多时候人总是很奇怪。
So we see that human beings we are kind of odd sometimes.
宁愿过这种不安稳的生活。
That we would rather live an unstable life.
本来有方向的变成没有方向。
Originally we had a clear purpose and direction, now we have lost it.
本来有目的地变成没有目的地。
We had a clear destination and now we no longer have any destination.
然后我们告诉大家，这就是人生。
And then we tell everybody else that, well, this is life.
可是神的意思并不是这样。
That was not God's will.
可是这些人在这个旷野漂流的当中，他们过了怎么样的生活呢？
But what kind of lives did these people live in during their wandering years?
除了很多不稳定的因素以外，
apart from many unstable, unpredictable conditions,
这些人因为生活的困苦就在那里发怨言了。
These people, because of the hardships that they had to endure in the wilderness, they murmured and complained.
结果他们面对上帝给他们的审判。
And therefore they received judgment from God.
其实上帝是很怜悯他们。
Actually, God was very merciful unto them.
没有食物就降下玛瑙给他们吃。
When they had no food, God gave them manna.
没有水的话就击打磐石流出活水。
When they had no water, God caused Moses to hit the boulder and the rock and water gushed out.
他们投诉吃素太无趣了，所以上帝就派了烟吞来让他们有肉吃。
When they were unhappy with a so-called vegetarian or cereal diet, God gave them meat.
可是他们仍然不满足。
But yet they were still not satisfied.
这就是为什么上帝让灾祸临到他们。
And so therefore God caused trouble and trials, tribulations to come upon them.
所以呢，我们来到第二十一章第四节的时候，这圣经这么记载。
And so when we come to chapter 21, scripture tells us.
第四节，他们从赫尔山起行往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁。
Verse 4 says, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea.To compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一条很容易的道路。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not an easy journey.
以东地在那个地方呢，它能够比较平坦，能够行走的呢，还要经过峡谷。
During that stretch of the journey, the only relatively flat path was through a very narrow valley.
那么除此以外呢？旁边那一些哈都是很难行走的道路。
And apart from that, the rest of the road was very difficult to journey upon.
我去过那边一次。
I've been there once.
我们只是走几公里的路而已。
We only walked for a few kilometers.
我已经觉得说我受不了。
And we couldn't stand it.
那是为了要看好一点的风景。
Just
要去登山，没有办法要爬呀。
Just to have a more beautiful scenery, we had to climb the mountain.
啊，当然我们爬的是人家已经开好的路径了。
But of course, we only climb on roads that were well open and established for us.
不算是真正的登山了。
It's not really mountain climbing in that sense.
啊，即使是这样，已经不容易。
But even then, it was already not easy.
想想这两百万的民众。
Just think about these 2 million people.
哇，还要带着这么多的物品。
With all their goods and all their stuff.
圣经说的非常好，这路很难行。
And so the Bible tells us that this was a difficult journey.
所以人就开始烦躁了。
And people became discouraged.
当他烦躁的时候，他开始就做什么呢？埋怨。
And so what did they do? They grumbled.
他们就怨毒神。
They spoke against God.
这里用华文的翻译是怨，就是埋怨的意思。
Now the Chinese translation says there's an element of grumbling.
那么毒呢，就是涉毒的意思。
And the other word means something blasphemous.
所以呢，变成说他们好像不但是在埋怨、发怨言了。
So when they spoke against God, it was not only just like mere grumbling in that sense.
他们其实是在毁谤神呢。
They were actually slandering God, speaking against him.
所以毁谤神和毁谤摩西。
And not only against him, but against Moses.
就说你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野。
And so they said, why have you brought us out from Egypt to die in the wilderness?
意思说难道埃及没有埋葬的地方吗？
In other words, they are saying that, don't you think we already have burial grounds in Egypt?
为什么我们要倒闭在这个地方？
Wasn't it better for us to be buried there than to be exposed here in the wilderness?
说的比较难听。
In other words,
这是什么鬼地方？
What kind of rubbish place is this?
没有粮，没有水。
No food, no water.
我们的心厌烦这淡薄的食物。
We are disgusted by this horrible food.
对吗？这是他们说的。
That's what they say.
这些人没有感恩。
These people had no sense of gratitude.
上帝的意思不是要带他们进旷野死在那里。
For of course God did not intend to bring them into the wilderness so that they may die there.
刚才我说过，神的原意是什么？
I said what was God's will for them.
神的原来的意思呢，就是要带领他们进入一个牛奶与蜜之地。
Now God's will was to bring them to the land of milk and honey.
这是一个很美好的地方。
That was a good place.
是一个很丰盛的地方。
That was a rich and nourishing place.
那要作为他们的居所。
A plentiful place to be their place of residence.
让他们世世代代在那里可以昌盛。
That for generations and generations they may flourish there.
是谁拒绝？
Now who rejected that?
是他们拒绝。
Remember it was the Israelites who rejected that.
他们选择听恶信。
They chose to believe in the bad news.
他们不相信加勒跟这个约书亚所做的汇报。
They did not believe in the report of Caleb and Joshua.
甚至当这两个人说我们进去，我们可以攻打这地，因为神给我们了。
So even when these two men, Caleb and Joshua, say, "Yes, we can go in, we can defeat the enemies. God has given them to us."
结果这些群众说什么？
What did they say?
你们再说，我们就用石头打死你们。
You keep on talking, we would stone you with stones.
所以弟兄姊妹，是他们拒绝了神的美意。
So, dear brethren, they rejected God's good plan for them.
当他们选择漂泊的时候，他们开始埋怨。
And so when they were left wondering, they started murmuring.
他们埋怨神亏待他们。
They grumbled, they complained that God wasn't good to them.
在这里呢，他们是明明的顶撞神。
They were clearly slandering God.
明明在冒犯着这位神。
They were speaking against and causing wrath.
任何人看了
，For anyone who has seen this，
都看不下去。
No one could bear to continue seeing.
所以呢，变成怎么样？上帝要来审判他们。
And so what happened? God came to judge them.
今天我们要知道一个事实。
Today you must know for a fact.
以色列人犯了什么罪
？What was the sin that the Israelites committed?
就是不相信的罪。
The sin of unbelief.
不但是不相信，而且是冒犯神的罪。
Not only of unbelief, but one of slandering God.
所以我们求主恩待我们。今天我们要知道，在这个历史的事件里面，第一件很重要的事情， 我们一定要知道有罪这个事情。
So the first lesson we must learn from this historical incident is the fact of sin, that sin exists.
人人都有罪。
That all of us have sin.
当我们每次讲到罪的时候，我们通常是讲到消极的一面。
And usually when we talk about sin, we talk about it passively.
所以通常我们在新加坡里面，你说我没有犯这些法，我没有犯这些规。
So we talk in terms of what I have not done. I have not committed these crimes or these violations.
那么这样子呢，我就算没有罪。
So I'm considered sinless, guiltless.
但是圣经并不是这样子说。
But that's not how the Bible puts it.
圣经说知善而不行，这也是罪。
The Bible says if you know what is good and you fail to do it, and that is also sin.
你应该去做的，你没有做，那也是罪。
That what you ought to do, you failed, and that is sin.
可是我们很少去想罪对我们的影响是怎么样的。
But we hardly consider the impact of sin upon us.
有的时候呢，我们并没有去察觉。
Sometimes we just don't realize.
这个世界上有一个活动，不是很多人喜欢。
There's a certain activity that not many people like.
这个活动叫做捕鲸活动，捕鲸鱼啊。
Oh,
whale hunting.
Whale hunting.
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为我们都不吃鲸鱼肉嘛。
Because we don't eat whale meat.
啊，所以呢，对那些屠杀的，美其名是说用来做研究的人呢，我们感觉到很恼怒。
So we kind of get angry at those people who claim who kill whales in the name of research.
这些人的捕鲸呢，他不是只是一艘大船去，他有派比较小艘的船去。
So these whale hunting ships are usually quite small.
那么呢，这些的船的时候呢，它是小，是因为它要追上这个鲸鱼。
They are small because they need speed to go after the whales.
可是，在船头的前面呢，他们有一支那个很大只的一个枪哈，能够发射出去的。
But at the deck, at the front of the ship, they actually have a huge gun, a harpoon where they can fire off to hunt for the whale.
在前面呢是好像一个箭头这样哈，能够射进这个鲸鱼的身体。
So with something like a sharp arrow, a huge sharp arrow in front, it can penetrate the whale.
那么这个鲸鱼被射中了以后呢
？So when the whale is shot,
那么他们没有马上说把那个鲸鱼拉上来。
They don't immediately pull up the whale.
这鲸鱼还在挣扎。
Because the whale it would still be struggling.
就在这个箭头的后面呢，是很长很长的绳子。
So following this harpoon, this sharp arrow at the back is a very very long rope.
通常差不多有1000米。
About 1,000 meters.
这个船呢，这个捕鲸的人呢，他就会放松这个绳子，让这个鲸鱼自己逃跑。
He would release the rope for the whale to run away, to swim away, to escape.
但是鲸鱼受伤以后呢，它就慢慢的流血。
But you see, when the whale is injured, it would start bleeding.
那么当它在挣扎的时候呢，它就越来越疲倦。
And as the whale struggles.It would become more and more tired.
开始的时候，这个鲸鱼当然觉得说，只是射痛了一下，不觉得怎么样。
In the beginning, it would just be a painful sensation. Maybe the whale wouldn't think much of it.
但是你不知道你已经成为猎物了。
But you do not realize that you have now become the prey.
因为你要知道，绳子的另外一头，他们并没有放弃。
But you do not realize that the other end of the rope is not entirely released.
最后得胜的不是这条鱼，是那一个捕猎的人。
The final victor is not the whale, but the hunter, the whale hunter.
他们耐心的等到你不能够挣扎的，没办法挣扎，他们慢慢就跟你拖上来大船。
So the whale hunter waits and waits till the whale no longer is able to struggle, and then he pulls up the whale.
弟兄姐妹，罪是很可怕的。
So this is the frightful nature of sin.
就好像我们最近常常听到的某些人患了某些的癌症，他起初是没有任何征兆的。
Just like someone who is diagnosed with cancer, so because in the beginning there will be no signs or symptoms.
当然有一些是容易察觉，但是有一些是没有办法去察觉的。
Of course, there are, in some cases it's easy to discover, but in many other cases it's not.
一发现的时候，医生告诉你说你预备吧，末期了。他说。
The moment you are found, the doctor says, "Well, you got to prepare. This is the end. Your end has come."
我们真的是很难想到，哎，怎么这么突然
？And then to us is it would be quite sudden, quite abrupt.
但是我告诉你，罪在人的身上就是这样子来发动。
But this is the way sin operates in us.
结果我们看到第六节这里说。
So in verse six,
于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died.
有罪就要受到审判。
When there is sin, judgment comes.
俗语说得好。
It's common in the proverb.
他说，举头三尺有神明。
The Chinese conception is, you know, if you lift up your head, you would see spirits.
那就是说你所做的有人在看，或者天上有神在看。
Or, to put it another way, that whatever you are doing, you are being watched over by spirits.
当然他们不知道我们所讲的这位神是创造宇宙的主宰。
But of course, they did not know that the spirit who oversees us,Who monitors and observes us is the Creator God.
结果我们发觉到神的审判就是这一些埋怨的以色列人，他们被一种很毒的火蛇来咬了。
And so here we have in front of us, the very poisonous and fiery serpents biting the Israelites.
结果是什么
？And what was the result?
被咬的人死了。
Those who were bitten died.
虽然说这个蛇很毒，可是他们并不像某些毒蛇一样，你跑七步你就到。倒下去的，应该是没有这么厉害。
But I guess it's not like what you see sometimes in some shows where the person just walks or runs or seven steps and he collapses.
啊，这个毒呢还是致命的。
It was fatal nonetheless.
那么我们发觉到呢，其实有另外一种的死亡，比我们肉身的死亡更加的恐怖。
But we know that actually there's another kind of death that is even scarier than the physical death.
因为肉身的死亡在今生。
For this physical death is only in this life.
它有一个叫做永远的沉沦跟灭亡，那是非常非常可怕的。
There is something else called eternal condemnation and destruction, and that is far more frightful.
因为那是不会死，然后永远的受苦。
For in that death, you can never die in the sense, but you suffer eternally.
哦，那个是非常恐怖的。
And so that becomes more horrifying.
今天假如是一个人病的病入膏肓，快要死了。
For example, if someone who is fatally ill today,
那么他可能知道死亡就要临到了，他会害怕。
He might know that he is going to die, and he might become very scared.
但是他又想到说，如果我死了，可能就这一切就结束了。
But then he thinks that when he dies, at least all this suffering and pain will be over.
不错，我们的肉身因为死亡。这个痛苦真的是会结束。
It's true that when we die, this physical suffering, this pain will all go away.
但是假如是你一直不死，一直在那边永远的受苦，这是很可怕的。
But imagine that this pain goes on indefinitely, and that is far more horrifying.
我到医院去探访一个初信的姐妹。
I went to the hospital to visit a new believer, a sister.
那么呢，她是有这个胃癌，基本上她的胃。大部分都是切除了。
She has the what do you call that cancer in her
stomach cancer. 那么她大多数的那个胃已经被切除了。
And most of her stomach has been removed.
根本不能够进食，根本不能够消化。
She could not eat anything. She could not digest.
所以身体只有越来越弱，还有经过这个所谓的电疗。
So she became weaker and weaker, and then there was the what do you call it, electrotherapy as well.
所以结果呢，这个 radiotherapy，
radiotherapy
结果呢，他的这个里面的一些器官也因为这个电疗受损害。
And so many of her other organs were damaged too。
基本上医院都放弃他了。
And the hospital has given up on her。
当然是政府医院。
This was a government hospital。
现在转到私人医院，又不一样的治疗了。
Now she's been transferred to a private hospital with different treatment.
啊, 那边说没得救, 这边说还可以救。
The government hospital says no hope. The private hospital says yes, there is hope.
啊, 这个就是金钱的力量。
This is the power of money.
啊, 那么我们就发觉到, 这个姐妹她因为是初信哦, 她很多东西呢, 她在经历这样的一种的 肉身痛苦的煎熬的时候, 她信心常常会软弱。
Now, when she undergoes such physical trials and pain, you can imagine that her faith weakens.
所以我就问她一句话,
so I ask her,
因为我要确定她对主的一个信心,
because I wanted to ascertain her faith in the Lord.
我问她癌症可怕吗?
I ask her, is cancer scary?
她二话不说她说, 其实不可怕。
She said, actually not really.
他说：“现在呢, 我是痛苦的难受。
Now is the pain that is difficult to endure.
其实我想要告诉他的就是呢, 癌症呢, 就是致命的。
Actually, I wanted to say that to tell her that cancer is fatal.
当我们人面对这样的一种情况的时候,
when we are in such a situation,
我们真的是要想到说, 我们的罪的问题解决了没有?
We really have to ask ourselves a basic question. That is, whether the problem of sin has been solved.
因为导致更重要的一个就是呢, 如果你罪的问题没有解决, 你的苦是的癌症不可怕, 但是这个受的苦很可怕。
But you see, because if that sin has not been resolved, then even if cancer is not that scary, the pain that you have to endure eternally is far more scary.
Oh, 这个东西你一定要去解决它。
Oh, you must resolve.
为什么上帝要来这样子的审判呢?
Why does God come to judge?
这个审判的目的呢, 它主要就是让人知道你进入一个绝境的时候呢, 你才会知罪。
The purpose of the judgment is for people to realize that they are in a hopeless state.
你明白吗? 什么叫做不见棺材不掉眼泪?
The idea that you will not shed a tear till you see a coffin.
啊? 你没有来到尽头的时候你会回头吗?
When you do not perceive that you have come to a dead end, would you turn back?
因为很多人不明白上帝这么爱我们, 为什么允许这么多的苦难灾难这么多的疾病?
So many people ask, oh, if God is so loving, why does he permit so much misery and suffering in this world?
哦, 为什么我们面对死亡的威胁?
Why do we face the threat of death?
因为若是没有审判的临到, 人就不会害怕。
For if there is no threat of judgment, then there will be no fear.
他就不知道自己错在哪里。
And then he will not realize what has gone wrong with him.
他不知道问题在哪里。
He doesn't know what is his problem.
他不懂得去反省。
He doesn't reflect upon his behavior, his attitudes.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这蛇一咬,
when the serpent bites,
这些人就看清楚了,
these people saw what was happening.
看清楚什么?
What did they realize?
不要开玩笑,
don't joke with God.
你冒犯神的话, 会死人的。
When you offend God, you slander against him, you will die.
如果你不求神的话, 你被咬的人没有得医治的话, 你会死的。
If you don't come and plead God's mercy, you will die.
所以第七节告诉我们,
so verse 7 tells us,
百姓到摩西那里说, 我们愿读耶和华和你, 有罪了。
Therefore the people, in verse 7, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoke against the Lord and against you.
这些人现在知道了, 有罪了。
Oh, we have sinned.
可能来求的人不一定都是被咬的, 我告诉你。
For not everyone who has come to plead with Moses have been bitten by the snake, I think.
但是可能是他的家人被咬。
It could be their family members.
可能是妻子, 可能是丈夫, 可能是儿女。
It could be the wife or the husband or the children of those who
have
been beaten. Or the parents of those who have been beaten.
不管怎么样, 他们知道, 他们愿读神, 愿读摩西,
whatever it is,
是他们有罪了。
They know they have sinned that in that they have spoken against God.
Oh, 他们看到自己的罪行。
They have seen for themselves their sinful nature and actions.
Oh, 你一定要知道你是得罪了神。
You must know that you have sinned against God.
哦，今天我们一定要认识到自己是得罪了神。
You must know that you have sinned against God yourself.
所以他们也看到了，因为这个需要，他们说求你求告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。
And so they say, pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us.
如果这蛇继续有灾的话，不是一些人遭殃，是全部人都要遭殃。
Because if the snakes remained, not some but everyone would be affected.
这是一个灾难，因为这个蛇不是一两只哦。
This was a disaster because this was not just one or two serpents.
嚯嚯，这是一群的。
This was a great bunch of snakes.
哦，今天每一次在世界上有一些致命性的这些的所谓的疾病出现的时候。
Like just like when we hear of news of epidemics.
哦，这些疾病很容易传染的。
They spread explosively.
没有药可以救治。
There is no cure.
大家就会感到恐慌了。
And then there is great fear.
哦。因为以前新加坡经历了一次 SARS 就知道这是什么回事。
Because we have our own episode of SARS, so we know what that means.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们看到说这个是一个不是普通的这种灾难的时候呢，人就会开始感到害怕。
And so when people perceive that this was not an ordinary disaster, they feared greatly.
他说，求你祷告，叫这个蛇离开。
He said, Oh Moses, pray for us that the snakes leave us.
可是蛇离开你就不死吗？
But does it mean if the snakes leave, you won't die?
蛇离开的只是不会更多人被咬而已。
When the snakes leave, it just means that there will be no longer anyone who will be bitten.
被咬的人当中有很多已经死了。
For those who were bitten, many have died.
很多还没有死。
Many were dying but not dead.
但是他们知道他们逃离不了。
But they know they would not be able to escape.
因为他们不能够医治自己，也不能够救自己。
For they could not heal themselves nor save themselves.
Oh, 他们很需要。
Oh, they were in great need.
需要什么？需要得到拯救，需要得到医治。
They were in great need of healing, of salvation.
今天求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们有罪就要认罪。
May the Lord help us to know that when we have sinned, we need to confess our sins.
我们感谢神，神为我们预备的方法。
We thank God that He has prepared a way.
因为神不要我们永远做罪的奴仆。
Because God does not want us to be slaves of sin forever.
因为神爱我们，他要救我们。
For God loves us and He wants to save us.
他要叫我们脱离灭亡，得到永生。
He wants to save us out from condemnation to receive eternal life.
他要我们逃避将来的审判。
He wants us to flee away from the judgment to come.
你要怎么样解决呢？
So how to solve the problem?
可能大家听过这样的一个小故事。
You have heard such a story.
话说有两兄弟。
Two brothers.
年纪不大。
Fairly young.
那么有一天这个哥哥就告诉弟弟。
So one day the elder brother told the younger brother,
今天是轮到我洗碗了，你帮我洗。
So today is my turn to wash the plates. Can you help me?
Not can you help me?
Help me.
You must do it.
Do it. Help me.
不是帮我哈，今天是轮到我洗碗，但是你要帮我洗。
Okay, my turn. You wash.
就是你来洗哈。好，那弟弟就当然很不服气了。
So the younger brother wasn't happy about that.
啊，就轮到你，为什么是我呢？
It's your turn. Then why do I wash?
无所谓啦，你不要做也可以。
Okay, you don't want to do it, it's fine.
啊，昨天那只鸭子是怎么样死的？
Do you remember how the duck died?
啊，奶奶一直在问这个鸭子是怎么死的。
The grandma was asking how did that duck die?
因为弟弟拿石头来扔。
Because you know the brother was throwing the stone at the duck.
啊，平常是不准的，但是昨天就很准。
Usually he wasn't accurate, but yesterday he was.
一打就中他的头，结果鸭子死掉了。
And the stone hit the head of the duck, and the duck died immediately.
他以为没有人看见。
He thought nobody saw it.
但是哥哥看到。
But the elder brother saw it.
所以这一威胁怎么样？
So this threat, this blackmail.
好好好，我洗我洗。
All right, I'll wash.
哇，每一次哥哥叫弟弟做什么，他都要乖乖听话。
So from then onwards, every time the brother, elder brother asked the younger brother to do something, he would have to do it.
啊，有把柄捞在哥哥的手中。
Because it's under blackmail.
哇，这个实在是好用。
Wow, this was really a good trick.
但是有一天弟弟受不了了。
But one day the younger brother could not stand it any longer.
要怎么样来解决这个问题？
How to solve this problem?
来，大家建议一下，你觉得最好的解决方法是什么？
Come, what is the best solution?
坦白就从宽，对不对？
Yeah, you just need to be honest and candid.
所以他就直接跟奶奶说了，说这个事情是他做的。
You went to tell grandmother, yeah, sorry, I killed the duck.
请求奶奶的原谅。
And ask for forgiveness.
所以哥哥又来了。
And the brother came.
哎，今天我的功课你帮我抄一下哈。
哎 ，today my homework, come do it for me.
弟弟说我不跟你抄了。
The younger brother said, no way.
啊，你不要忘记那只鸭子。
啊 ，remember the duck.
啊，弟弟说我已经跟奶奶讲了。
The younger brother said, ah, I've already told grandmother.
奶奶已经原谅我了。
Grandmother has forgiven me.
从今以后你不能够再威胁我。
From now onwards, you no longer can threaten me.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，你明白吗？我们怎么样能够脱离罪
？So, dear brothers and sisters, do you understand how do we flee from sin?
如果死是因罪而来
，For if death has come by sin,
而我们又得罪了神，你就应该来到神的面前。
And if we have sinned against God, then we ought to come before God.
只有获得神的赦免原谅
，With God's forgiveness,
我们才能够脱离死亡的威胁。
Then we can escape from the threat.Of death.
所以耶和华就对摩西说第八节，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望这蛇就必得活。
So the Lord said to Moses, make for you a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and that when it shall pass, that everyone who was bitten, when he looks at the snake, it shall live.
按理说这些百姓是该死。
So by right, these people should die.
因他们的罪，因他们冒犯神，他们该死。
They ought to die because of their sin. They have spoken against God.
既然他们承认了自己的罪，既然他们寻求神的医治，
but,
神也显明了他的大爱。
But since they have come forward to confess their sins and they have sought after God's healing, God also showed them His great love.
神的方法就是叫摩西做一条铜蛇挂在杆子上。
So God'sA way of salvation was to ask Moses to make a bronze snake.
神今天仍然爱我们。
Today God still loves us.
今天神也为我们预备了一个救恩，一个方法。
God today likewise has prepared for us a way of salvation.
那就是叫他的儿子耶稣基督在2000年前来到这个世界。
Which is for his son Jesus Christ.To come into this world 2,000 years ago.
这是上帝预备的方法。
Now this is the way that the Lord has prepared.
这铜蛇呢被高挂起来，只要望的人一看呢，他就能够得救。
And the same sun also was hung up high up that all who looked upon him would be saved.
这是一个很奇妙的方法。
This is a wonderful way.
第九节说
，Verse 9 says,
摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的。一望这铜蛇就活了。
Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived.
我们要注意一下上帝预备的救恩的方法。
Notice the way that of salvation which the Lord has prepared.
上帝的方法是这样，有铜蛇被举起来。
This was the method for the bronze or the brass stick to be lifted up.
这些人呢，他必须要来仰望这个铜蛇。
These people had to come and look, gaze upon the serpent.
而他们的信心就是在他们望的时候呢，相信神所说的话，相信神所预备的这个医治的方法的时候呢，他们就得医治。
And they were healed when they gaze upon this serpent by faith in God's promise. God has promised that you, when you do this, you will be saved. So they came and look upon the serpent by faith.
所以我们一定要照上帝的方法。
So we have to come according to God's way.
你不可以说我在家里可以吗？
You can't say that, oh, can I do it at home?
我不要来望铜蛇可以吗？
I don't want to look at the bronze serpent. I just want to stay at home.
难道上帝要医治我们，他就一次说医治我们就好了吗？为什么要这么麻烦？
Can't he just say, all of you are healed, you know?And not cause all this hassle of us having to come to the bronze serpent.
你看他们不用吃任何的药，不服任何的药。
You can see for yourself that they need not take any medication.
他们也没有任何药敷在他们的患处或者被咬的地方。
There was no cream that was applied onto them or any other forms of treatment.
哦，他们有没有喝任何的特别神奇的水能够医治他们
？There was no magic potion for them to drink.
也没有叫他们一定要做了一些什么样的事情才能够得到这个拯救。
Or any other special acts or deeds that they must do before they could be healed.
所要做的就是你相信。
What was needed was to believe.
相信的人就是会来仰望。
The one who believes comes to gaze upon the serpent.
可能有些人很理性。
So there might be some rational people among us.
怎么可能一看就好？
How can one a person be healed by just looking at the snake?
What kind of logic? 什么样的逻辑哈？
What kind of logic was this?
是吗？啊，这样一看就可以好。
How can a person be healed this way?
解释一下，用科学证明一下。
Use science to explain to us.
你可以在家里慢慢去研究。
You can do your own research at home.
你继续的去研究的话，你就是会死掉。
Continue researching and you die from it.
是吗？你已经是面对这个死亡了，你又没有药救，然后告诉你这就是神的方法，你可以去慢慢用你的理性去思考，用科学去印证了以后，你才相信，可以。
可以 ，I mean you could of course stay at home with your own research, but if you don't come forward and take God's word as it stands, you will just die from it. From your own research.
今天很多人都有这样的思想。
Now many people think likewise.
他说他信耶稣就得永生，这是怎么可能？
Too simple to just believe in Jesus and receive eternal life.
啊，我向神认罪，上帝就赦免我的罪，怎么可能
？My sins are forgiven when I believe in Jesus. How is that possible?
我告诉你，神的救恩的方法，神赦罪的方法就是这样。
But I tell you, this is the way of salvation that God offers to us.
救恩是为所有的人准备的。
Salvation is prepared and can be received by all people.
请问什么人得医治最后
？But who was cured？
来望童蛇的人得救。
The ones who came to gaze upon the serpent，
凭借着信心来仰望这个童蛇的人得医治。
By faith， those who came by faith were healed。
我们来看一出新约的圣经，主耶稣怎么说
？What does Jesus say？
约翰福音三章十一节到十五节。
In John chapter 3 verses 11 to 15。
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你说地上的事，你尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人胜过天。耶稣说说他自己。第十四节，摩西在旷野怎么样取蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
He said, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify what we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man have ascended up to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
主耶稣基督引述了这个历史的事件呢，来说明他到世上来的目的。
Now Jesus cited that historical incident that we have considered to explain the purpose of his coming to this world.
正如彼得所说的，他被挂在木头上，担当了我们的罪。
Like what Peter said that he was hung upon the cross to bear our sins.
耶稣说，当他被钉在十字架上的人要吸引人到他的面前来。
And that when he is nailed on the cross, he would attract all men to come before him.
这是上帝的一个救法。
This is God's way of salvation.
在神与人之间，只有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣。
There's one mediator between God and man, the Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们感谢神，这位我们的救主耶稣被挂在木头上，是神的一个拯救的方法。
And this was the way of salvation of our Lord.
耶稣如果没有道成肉身，取了人的身体，他不能够挂在木头上。
Because if he wasn't, he didn't become a person, a human being, he could not be hung upon the cross.
当他被挂在木头上的时候呢，是代替我们来死。
And when that happened, he was nailed to the cross, he could bear our sins.
这样的话，使我们的罪才能够得到赦免。
In order that our sins may be forgiven.
感谢主，三天以后被埋葬，三天以后他复活了。
Thank the Lord that he died and after 3 days he rose from the dead.
使信他的人有一个新生的开始，有永生的盼望。
And those who believe in him will have a new hope.
耶稣在世上的时候告诉门徒，我要准备回到天家。
Jesus told his disciples that I'm preparing now to return to heaven.
我去是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去了以后还要回来接你们。
And I shall return.
我在哪里，信我的人也在哪里。
I shall return to bring you with me that where I am, you shall be.
耶稣回到天上是为我们预备地方。
He has gone to prepare a place for us.
主耶稣升天的时候。
So when he rose up into the heaven,
门徒望着那个天，看到耶稣已经升在云彩里面不见了。
The disciples looked up into heaven and saw that he was gone.
当时有天使显现对他们说。
And so angels appeared and told them,
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天？
You Galileans, why are you gazing here upon the heaven?
你们所目送的这位耶稣怎么样升天，他还要怎么样再来？
This same Jesus whom you have seen going up ascending, he shall come back in the same manner.
今天信主耶稣基督为救主的人都仰望耶稣的到来。
So today those who believe in Jesus all look forward to the day of his return.
因为耶稣来的时候，
For when he returns,
他将要审判这个世界。
He will judge this world.
但是与此同时，
But at the same time,
他是来接信他的人。
He would be here to receive those who believe in him.
叫我们这些人不但是灵魂得救，也是身体得救。
That we who believe in him not only would have our souls saved, but our bodies saved as well.
使到我们的身体不用永远的沉沦灭亡在硫磺火湖里面。
That our bodies will not perish in the eternal fire.
所以我让大家知道，复活不仅仅是信耶稣的人。
So resurrection is not just a business of those who believe in Jesus.
所有的死了的人都要复活。
Actually, all who are dead will be resurrected.
信的人享受永生，不信的人要永远受到审判。
That those who believe in Jesus will be resurrected to eternal life, and those who do not will be to eternal death.
希望今天早上我们要从这个经文里面来思想。
So, I hope that we all meditate and think carefully.
因为这个今天所听的给我们带来几个的警惕。
Because there are a few warnings for us.
首先我们有没有看到自己的光景。
We must see firstly our own state.
你自己的光景是处在一个怎么样的情况之下。
What kind of condition are you under?
你是否了解自己的需要。
Do you understand and acknowledge your true need?
我们不希望说等到有一天真的是要受到审判了，真的是遇到说走投无路的时候。
We don't want to wait till the day when we really think we are desperate, we are the dead end.
我们要想一想，我们对将来、对永生是不是有把握。
We must consider and think carefully whether we have confidence in our eternal future.
我们活在这世界上，不但是要有一个盼望。
We live on this earth not only with hope for the future.
我们不但是能够去面对未来。
Not only to be able to face the future.
很重要的，主也应许我们，信的人有救恩和在圣灵里说不出来的喜乐。
Also, very importantly, that those who believe will have this promise of life and also this unspeakable joy.
刚才我们有唱一首短歌，主赐我平安。
Just now we sang a short song, this God gives us peace.
哦，这平安不是你世上得到什么东西，或者是这个环境没有改变很好，你享受的平安。
This peace is not something about, not concerning what we receive or conditions that are stable.
而是说这平安是神在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们的。
But the peace given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你有这样的平安吗?
Do you have such peace?
今天有两件事情我们是必须要很清楚的。
So there are two things that we must be very clear about.
第一件事情就是我们要知道自己有罪。
We must know that we are sinners.
我们知道人人有罪的事实。
We know that everyone has sinned.
因为罪的工价就是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
如果我们面对死亡的话, 我告诉你, 这个问题一定要去解决。
And if we acknowledge that we are sinners, then we must solve this problem.
今天我们看到罪对世界的影响。
Today we know the impact of sin in this world.
我们也知道将来要面对审判。
And we know that there is judgment to come for us.
而且我们不要看别人的罪, 我们要看自己有没有罪, 我的罪的问题解决了没有。
We need not consider the sins of other people, for it's more important to examine our own sins.
那我们要怎么样来解决呢?
How do we face this problem?
你一定要向神悔改认罪。
You must come to God and confess your sins.
然后呢, 你还要来信靠他。
And you must look upon Him, look to Him by faith.
上帝预备的方法就是很简单。
This is the way of the Lord, a simple way of salvation.
但是上帝付出了很大的代价。
But He has paid a great price.
因为当我们还做罪人的时候, 基督为我们死。
For when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And so His love towards us is manifested.
接受主的爱, 就是要来信靠他。
To receive His love is to believe in Him.
圣经告诉我们神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给我们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
For Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
在一个法庭里面, 在审理一个案件,
So in a court, a law court, a case was being examined.
在下面受审判的是一个在抢劫的时候被抓的犯人。
So this robber who was arrested when he was robbing was being cross-examined, judged.
台上的法官相当的年轻。
The judge presiding over the case was quite young.
就在这审判的过程当中呢, 这个囚犯突然间好像对这个法官呢, 感觉到非常的眼熟。
This robber, the accused, in the course of the case, he felt that the judge was someone he seemed very familiar.
然后他就想起来了。
Then he remembered.
当时呢, 案情已经定下来了。
And the sentence has been given.
所以呢, 已经被审判了。
That he was already convicted.
就准备要出去的时候,
when he was about to leave the court,
他就对他这个法官说, 我好像认识你。
He told the judge, I think I know you.
法官说, 对呀, 我也认识你。
The judge says, yes, I know you too.
啊,
yeah.
我记起了, 15年前, 我掉在水里面, 快要淹死了。
The robber says, yeah, now I remember, 15 years ago when I was drowning,
是你跳下水来救我的, 对不对?
You jumped into the water to save me, right?
这法官说, 是的。
Judge says, yes, I did.
当时我还在法律系里面读大学。
I was a law student then.
我看到你入水了, 溺水了, 我下去救你。
I saw that you were drowning and I went into the water to save you.
那是15年前的事。
That was 15 years ago.
可是现在不一样。
But now it's different.
现在我不是救你的人。
Now I'm not your savior.
现在我是审判你的人。
Now I'm your judge.
耶稣再来的时候,
And when Jesus comes again,
他不再是来救人哦,
he will no longer be the Savior.
因为他来的第一次是要救我们,
because he has done that when he has come the first time.
他再来的时候是要审判我们,
when he comes again, he will come to judge.
有罪的一个都不能逃,
for every sinner, not even one will escape.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
让我们当中, 如果你还没有来认识这位救主,
that for any one of us here who has not known our Savior,
你罪的问题不能解决,
you cannot resolve the problem of your sin.
你对死亡的问题感到威胁很大,
you may fear at the prospect of death.
今天你来信靠这位救主,
come to the Lord Jesus today.
今天你来接受上帝给你预备的救恩,
receive the way of salvation prepared by our Lord, you will be saved.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
欧恩主啊, 我们感谢你, 因为你爱我们。 主你不愿有一人沉沦, 你乃愿意人人得救。 可是我们知道主啊, 我们都是悖逆的, 顽梗的, 有罪的。 甚至多少时候主啊, 我们并不承认你的存在, 多少时候我们顶撞你, 多少时候我们偏行己路, 多少时候我们得罪了你, 多少时候我们只有在那边埋怨谤读。 求主你自己施恩, 今天既然你已经显明了你自己的大爱, 今天你愿意再次的接纳我们, 唯独你要我们认罪, 向你悔改, 并且让我们完完全全相信你所差遣来的救主耶稣基督, 是那唯一为我们的罪死在十字架上, 又唯一从那死里复活升天以后还要再来的这位救主。 我们罪的问题不能够解决, 我们面对死亡的事实也不能够去彻底的解决。 我们求主你恩待我们, 今天你爱我们, 你要把永生赐给我们。 求主你给我们当中 每一个人都有这样的信心, 来到你的面前的时候, 巴不得主啊, 我们愿意投靠在你翅膀的荫下, 你就来拯救我们, 你施恩怜悯, 听我们的祷告, 奉耶稣基督的圣名, 阿们。